Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is I, the loose cannon, careening around on the deck of this man of war. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is Monday, the 12th day of March, 2007. We're coming up on the two-year anniversary of Bush signing the Security and Prosperity Partnership up in Waco, Tejas, with Vicente Fox and Paul Martin, the leaders of Canada at the time. We're also coming up on the four-year anniversary of the kickoff of the war. And you better believe, though the heavens may fall, the war is going to go on and on and on and on through administration after administration. Because what's constitutional and what the people want doesn't matter a hill of beans. The bankers have got us in another Vietnam, and they plan to milk this one as long as they can. But who knows, we may be able to get the troops taken home. The globalist arrogance and hubris may implode on them, as they say. We do have one of the big firefighting organizations coming on, scheduled in the second hour. Talk about the big controversy with Rudolph Giuliani. How many people know that the police lost a fraction of what the firemen did, and the police came in with their firearms and said, we're going to bulldoze out all the dead bodies and we're not going to properly get any survivors. And the firemen went ahead and just beat the living daylights out of the police. The media tried to keep this real quiet. Giuliani called them evil and sinful and the rest of it. And now I've been down at Ground Zero. Again, I'd say about 99% of the firefighters we talk to say it's an inside job or that there's a cover-up. And literally my back began to ache from getting slapped on it. Just absolutely amazing, the things that we witnessed there. And I'd say about 70% of the cops know it's an inside job, but still 30% are turning your camera off, you know, trying to trip you, cussing at you, doing what they do, because they're thugs, you know, that 30%. But the firemen, I mean, they're all awake. There was one fireman from New Jersey who gave us an obscene gesture, but that was it. I mean, literally, I could hardly do my business because, you know, get the interviews and videotape the scene because the firemen wanted to tell us all about how it was an inside job. In uniform, by the way, but, you know, it was Ground Zero in and around 9/11, and it was pretty wild. So they're coming out against Giuliani saying he's no hero, he's not America's mayor. Well, of course he's not a hero. He was involved in the attacks. And how long till the firefighters go public on that? I'm going to go through an analysis of that on the other side of this break. Some of the other news. Cashless society by 2012, says Visa chief. Iranian defector may hold catalyst for war. This out of the Jerusalem Newswire. So that's two very important articles we'll be going over. Next in the stack is the Giuliani saga. And then a great article by Paul Joseph Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Newly unearthed footage exposes 9/11 media scripting. And this is as big as the Building 7 news. Will you pick up on it? Will you make it a big story? That's up to you, and it dovetails with all the new Building 7 revelations that have come out. Bizarre foreknowledge and explanation of towers collapse. More cryptic clairvoyance on the part of the controlled media. That's coming up. Another report here. Article highlights Churchill's mixed views on Jews. Scientists threatened for climate change denial. It's all coming up. Big broadcast, straight ahead. It's Genesis Communications. Stay with us.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To say that Mondays are big news days is an understatement, and today is a particularly full news day. We've only got one guest coming up for about 10 minutes in the next hour. That's one of the big firefighting associations. Talk about Giuliani. We're going to have open phones for the balance of this transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Also, if you're just joining us, before I jump into the news, if you wish to support this operation, if you wish to support the work we do, if you think that we're effective against the New World Order, which we are, folks, we bring in the biggest harvest of awakening minds and souls out there per operation. I mean, for the size of our organization and what we do, we're having the biggest effect, bar none. There's no debating it. And that's universally accepted out there by people in the know, both in and out of government, both on the enemy side and our side. So I hope that you will support us. And how I ask that you support us is by spreading the word about the radio show, telling folks about the free podcast that's up on InfoWars.com, telling folks about the 24-hour-a-day streaming when the show ends at 2 o'clock. It just restreams continually. Support our AM and FM affiliates. If you're a local sponsor in the area, be sure and sponsor them. And if you're listening on shortwave or satellite, spread the word about those frequencies. And yes, buy the books and videos that we carry and the 15 films that I've made. Go to InfoWars.com and peruse the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. And be sure and order those books and videos there, because that's what makes our operation possible. There's a lot of big things I want to do, but we cannot do those things unless you support us. And I have several important projects going right now that are extremely resource-consuming, and I wish to continue a new project we've launched and expand another project we've been building. And your support is absolutely vital. But you get high-quality DVDs, high-quality films, T-shirts, baseball caps, books on tape, shortwave radios. Everything is about getting the word out. Everything is about information on InfoWars.com. So be sure and go peruse the site. Get America Freedom to Fascism. That way support my work and Aaron Russo's, and get a powerful film to wake others up. Get Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries. I'm carrying four new videos. Iraq for Sale, and of course we're also carrying 9/11 Press for Truth, 9/11 Unanswered Questions, and American Blackout on the voting machines. You need to have these films all available again at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That number again, if you missed it, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, let me get into the Giuliani news. Let's start with this little piece first. Here's a national news piece, which kind of spins, in a fashion, what's really going on with Giuliani. So let's go ahead and roll this that broke over the weekend. Again, we were covering it last Friday, and then we'll decipher the propaganda here on the other side. Let's go ahead and roll it.
An old dispute is coming back to haunt a leading presidential campaign. It is a grudge by firefighters dating back to the 9/11 terror attacks against former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. CNN's Mary Snow joins us live from New York with a story. Obviously, a lot of controversy here.
There is, Suzanne. And that old wound is being exposed by a new rift at issue. The nation's largest firefighters union is angry that Rudy Giuliani has declined an invitation to attend a forum with presidential candidates from both parties next Wednesday. Union members vow to tell what they describe as the real story of Giuliani and 9/11.
Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani, friend to the first responder. It's a familiar image on the campaign trail. Giuliani's candidacy has been largely defined by 9/11. But the International Association of Firefighters is vowing to expose what it describes as Giuliani's offensive and personal attack on firefighters following the September 11th attacks.
For this union, but more importantly, so many of our members, it's an act that will not be forgiven or forgotten.
It was November of 2001. Then Mayor Giuliani reduced the number of firefighters allowed to enter the pile at Ground Zero to recover remains, citing safety concerns.
We were given very, very strong advice several weeks ago that this site was a disaster waiting to happen.
Firefighters protested, saying they wanted to continue searching for the remains of their brethren. When firefighters tried to enter the pile, raw emotion spilled over. 15 firefighters were arrested.
The mayor, I believe, showed disrespect and understanding the importance of allowing us to continue with that recovery.
The IAFF is angry again, this time that Giuliani won't attend the union's upcoming forum where presidential candidates make their case to members. Giuliani's supporters, like retired New York City firefighter Lee Ielpe, are coming to his defense. Ielpe lost his son, also a firefighter, on 9/11. He's now part of the campaign group Firefighters for Rudy. He accuses the union of partisan politics and points out that the IAFF endorsed Democratic presidential candidate Senator John Kerry in 2004.
And it's turned into nothing more than another one of those political venues where they figure they could use their power to sway an election. And I think it's really tasteless that they're doing it this way.
Now, Giuliani aide says Giuliani's schedule prevented him from attending next week's forum. The head of the group Firefighters for Rudy responded for the campaign, saying it was honored by the support of so many first responders. Suzanne?
Do you have a sense of who else is going to be at that forum?
Checking with candidates today, the major Democratic candidates, Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator Barack Obama, former Senator John Edwards, all planning to be there. On the Republican side, Former Governor Mitt Romney is not scheduled to attend, and Senator John McCain's office says that they are trying to work it out, but it's definitely not a yes.
So none of this even really matters in the final equation. These are all bad candidates. John McCain, Giuliani, Edwards, Hillary Clinton. It doesn't matter. They're all New World Order. It's all fake choices. It'd be like if somebody spread out in front of you five different colors of cyanide pills. One was pink, one was blue, one was green, and one was yellow, one was red, one was black. It's all cyanide pills. It's all cyanide pills to this country. Now, what's interesting here is last Friday, it was reported that the firefighter union did not want Rudolph Giuliani to come and that he was not invited. Now, I was digging around for that article, and I did find it this morning, and when I went back to print another copy, it had changed. The headline had changed, and different publications were reporting that they never actually sent him the letter. So there's a lot of politics going on here, but basically Giuliani got word he wasn't invited, and so is saying he isn't going to come, and now the firefighters, I guess, are changing the tune and saying, okay, well, we just don't want you here. Or now you won't come to our meeting. Firefighters initially moved to snub Giuliani, and it says, citing a disgraceful lack of respect for firefighters killed in 9/11 attacks, an influential union initially decided that former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani would be the only presidential candidate not invited to the union's upcoming presidential forum. Now, why is this story important? Why is this report important? It's simple. When are the firefighters going to start going public about the fact that they know that 9/11 is an inside job? Firefighters all over the country have called me, written me letters, sent me pictures of them at their firehouse. Austin firefighters, I've seen them out on the street at the gun show. They're big fans of the truth. They know what's going on. They know modern steel buildings don't collapse from jet fuel. They understand the basic science. A lot more than the public does, they're firefighters. And the firefighters were lied to and told the dust wasn't going to hurt them. And then after it came out that it was killing them, we've now learned that the EPA blocked the firefighters and the police getting the aid they needed. And their lungs are filled with asbestos and concrete and mercury and lead and so many other toxic chemicals and compounds and lime. That were in those structures because they were pulverized, all three of those buildings, by the explosives with a literal pyroclastic flow like you see from a gaseous explosion when a volcano goes off. So many tightly packed explosives pulverizing entire floors of those buildings as they fell at free fall speed. So the question is, will firefighters go public on 9/11? And the real discussion here and the real fact is here, I've got about seven or eight articles with different quotes by firefighters and others about why they don't like Giuliani, and they bring up the dust, they bring up the not being able to get the remains of the other dead firefighters and police. But frankly, when I talked to firefighters on the ground, they were talking about the dust, they were discussing the bombs in the buildings, they were discussing how there was a countdown for Building 7 to be destroyed. They were discussing how they were told to get back from the building that it was going to be brought down. And they're also discussing that on record. So that's why they're mad. And so now the media and the union and the leadership is making it about something that happened 5.5 years ago concerning the remains at Ground Zero. Which, a few months after 9/11, frankly, nobody was alive, and that place was incredibly dangerous, and there was no way to go in and properly get those remains out. Now, that said, they did take the remains and dump them at the local landfill, the ashes, the bones, that should have been gone through. And that said, they did haul away the waste under guard to China and South Korea to be melted down. Under guard, of course, because it showed all the evidence of thermite and explosives. All right, when we get back, we'll continue with the Giuliani story. Then we'll get into the really serious news concerning Iran, the economy, and so much more. Infowars.net is just one of the websites. Be sure and check it out.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
All right, so I'm looking at a press release put out March 8th. That was back on Thursday. And they say right here that they made the decision to exclude Rudolph Giuliani from the debate, from the discussion. It says early on, the IAFF, International Association of Firefighters, made a decision to invite all serious candidates from both political parties except one, former New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. We made the decision after considerable soul-searching and close consultation with our two New York affiliates, the Uniformed Firefighters Association, Local 94, and the Uniformed Fire Officers Association, Local 854, as well as our Local 94 President and current IAFF First District Vice President covering New York. And it goes on, the IAFF recognizes that Rudy Giuliani enjoys a favorable reputation as a result of his actions immediately after the tragedy of 9/11. As such, we want our affiliates and every one of our members to clearly understand the reason and rationale behind this very serious and sober decision. And they go on to say that he is not America's mayor, and it gets into all of it, folks. Many people consider Rudy Giuliani America's mayor. He just looks like a criminal. I don't know how anybody could like him. And many of our members who don't yet know the real story may also have a positive view of him. This letter is intended to make all of our members aware of the egregious acts Mayor Giuliani committed against our members, our fallen on 9/11, and our New York City Union officers following that horrific day. So I've got three separate press releases put out by the Maine Firefighting Union saying that they did deliver the letter, they did tell him he wasn't welcome. And by the time it hits national television, Giuliani's snubbing them. Boy, isn't he powerful. They're begging him to come. Just amazing. Rest assured, our exclusion of Mayor Giuliani is not about any particular contractual or policy issue or disagreement, nor is it based on the unfriendly relationship with our New York City affiliates prior to 9/11, which we will document and explain in additional correspondence letter during the campaign. In fact, we invited several candidates with whom we had had substantial disagreement on policy issues because we feel they very strongly that our members have a right to hear from all candidates, not just those who toe the IAFF line. By the way, you hear neocons going, we're for Giuliani, I'm a firefighter, this is partisan. Giuliani was pro-abortion, total anti-gun. He made public jokes about how he was really a Democrat. In fact, do you have that abortion clip of him? Oh, well, here's, of course, this. You'll actually probably get 700 Club endorsement with this one. If he adds a few gay porn stars into his entourage, it's over, folks. He will be our new leader with the neocon followers out there. But here he is.
There must be public funding for abortions for poor women. We cannot deny any woman the right to make her own decision about abortion because she lacks resources. I have also stated that I disagree with President Bush's veto last week of public funding for abortion.
Okay, so that's it, folks. Total endorsement by the neocons. And, of course, I know that there are a lot of good Christian Americans who are anti-abortion who don't like me being sarcastic about that. I'm not being sarcastic. You and I both know, we all know, there are going to be big segments, there already are, of mainstream Christian evangelists and others that are going to say that Giuliani's basically the second coming. They're already doing it. I've heard it. And they're going to ignore all that because it's a political football. They don't really care about abortion. They want to keep it going as a political football. But anyways, the firefighters get into all the different reasons. The dust, the 343 fallen New York firefighting brothers, the disrespect they showed towards them wanting to just bulldoze their bodies, and then dumping them out there on the landfill. The bones. There's video of the bones out there. In November 2001, our members were continuing the painful but necessary task of searching Ground Zero for the remains of our fallen brothers, the thousands of innocent citizens that were killed because precious few of those who died, the terrorist attacks had been recovered at that point. And it just goes on and on. You know, this is really a distraction, though, because notice, again, they're focusing in on the remains of the firefighters. And that's a way to kind of keep control of firefighters, so when you talk to them, they're mad about the dust and they're mad about the bombs in the buildings. And they do get into some of that and the health care and the rest of it and how they had the cops attack them. And you should go read what this union had to say. Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide. Or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Not a union, that big businessman, and they're going down in the dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Oh, here's the best part.
You better get that in your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better left unsaid.
That's right.
From the Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed.
Listen to this.
And a man's gonna do what it has to.
The Council on Foreign Relations came out Friday with a huge white paper called The New World Order, and they said, oh, globalism's having some problems, but that's because it wasn't implemented right. Here's the New World Order of George Bush's glorious plan. And then here's another one today. This out of the agency French Press. Brown wants New World Order to fight global warming. And sure enough, it says world government is needed to save the earth. Does it get any simpler? But you tell the average good old boy, the average yuppie, the average liberal know-it-all, hey, there's a world government run by corporations. He'll go, that's a lie. No. First off, they'll say it doesn't exist. Or they'll say, oh, it's loving and good. We need it. I went downtown Friday. The last footage I'm shooting for the film I'm making, kind of as we make the film, we go out and shoot footage as we need it. And about half the people we talked to didn't even know about the North American Union. And then of the other half, half of them said, yeah, it's horrible world government, nobody cares, you can't stop it. And the other quarter said, oh, yes, I'm all for world government, oh, it's so wonderful. Oh. And I said, but it's not elected, it's not free, it's not, it usurps your sovereignty. And no, it doesn't. And they would all start talking about religion. It was really weird. The people who were for world government would say, soon he will be among us in the sky. And I'm walking around downtown Austin. It was like five people. Of the five, I think I discovered some phenomenon yesterday. Of like the five who were for world government, they would just suddenly, when you tell them, yeah, but there's no due process, Article 29 and 30 of the UN Declaration of Human Rights says you don't have any rights, and they would just get glazed looks and go, well, one guy was on a Segway with his girlfriend, and they give tours, and he just goes, it matters not. Soon Christ will be in the sky. Our leader will be here. And I was going, whoa, man. Not the Jesus of the Bible, though, I don't think. Somebody else. I mean, the world government's going to be here soon, and he will be in the sky. I was talking to some other guy, and he goes, it doesn't matter. Soon the Lord will be with us. And then I was talking to somebody else, and they go, but have you heard of the such-and-such stones rising of the dead? And I mean, folks, I'm not kidding. My life is a Twilight Zone episode. It's just getting weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder. But don't worry, the global government will save you. Brown wants New World Order to fight global warming. Gordon Brown, likely to be the next prime minister, just like the last Bilderberg Group member, Tony Blair. They said likely to be next prime minister. Gordon Brown, likely, because they're all appointed, likely to be the next prime minister, will deliver a speech calling for a New World Order to combat global warming on Monday. Okay, you have a job, Paul Watson, Steve Watson. I know you're listening. To get that tape from me, I need that for the new film. And I know it's going to be on British television. Okay, I need somebody to do it. One of my crew is on vacation. That kind of leaves us shorthanded around here. But I need this, because just showing the article, people that watch my film as I make it will say it's not real. Not, they say news articles are fake. And even if I show Brown saying it, a lot of folks will say he didn't say it. Again, I can have troop ships landing, thousands of troops disgorging, foreign troops, Americans screaming, don't put me in a camp and drills. People see it and they say it's fake. So this is how they operate. Yeah, when they take your pension funds and your bank accounts, they've already basically done it with a devaluation. You're going to tell me that's fake too? Probably, I understand. When a SWAT team busts down your door and drags you off because your kid had a little bit of marijuana. You're young and basically descends into the criminal justice system forever. I guess that's made up too, right? Or when you give that 18-month-old toddler of yours that's running around talking, having got the sparkle of life in their eyes, you give them that third round of shots and they go into those convulsions and never come back. Then CPS tries to take your kid on top of it, claiming you shook them when it was the mercury to begin with. They even see, the globalists are so smart, they know that you're going to have some of the kids that overcook on the mercury. And so when they go into their convulsions and you take them back to the hospital, sometimes the kids don't even get out of the hospital. They don't like that, because then they can't claim that you shook them, because, you know, they got surveillance cameras. They like it better when the kid at least gets home and has the convulsion. And then when they want you to get back, maybe you got some other kids too. They'll take those too. And then the cops will stick lots of little stickers on their cars saying, don't shake a baby. Yeah, don't shake a baby. just shoot him up with mercury, and then we're going to say you shook him when you did. But see, it's the perfect cover story, because the dumb cop there with CPS grabbing your kids from you after you did what they said and took the injections, he really believes you shook the baby. He really believes that sudden infant death syndrome just started overnight out of the blue. He really believes that shaking babies while all these kids are going into seizures within hours of getting their third round of inoculations at 18 months. And the doctors really believe it. As long as you give them their cover story, as long as you give them their script, that's the official reason, they're busy. They got a golf game coming up. They got a girlfriend they're going to pick up and take to the bar. They got a mistress they're going to go visit. They got some drugs and whiskey they want to snort up their nose and drink. So they're not going to care. And if you tune into somebody like Alex Jones that gets all upset about this stuff, well, you know, that's just that nut Alex Jones. He's one of those weirdos that gets upset by millions of autistic children and growing. He's just one of those weirdos that reads the... He's one of those weirdos that already knew about it in foreign press and reads the Chicago Tribune with the governor of Illinois saying the government in conjunction with DynCorp and Halliburton are running giant child kidnapping rings. And, man, he's a weirdo. Almost every show he mentions that. What's the big deal? He even gets upset about it. Who would get upset about big corporations kidnapping children? It's no big deal. All right, back to Giuliani, that penguin. I like penguinos. I really shouldn't talk bad about penguins and compare him to penguin, but he just looks like the penguin from Batman. He acts like it. He radiates darkness. And then we know all about Giuliani. Yeah, constantly cheating on his wife and having floozies is the... doesn't even vector into what Mr. Giuliani's into. And all the things he's done, he's anti-gun, he's pro-abortion, he's got Republican Party backing 100%. And if you say abortion's bad, you're a liberal, huh? What kind of liberal are you, boy? I like Giuliani. He's a hero. Isn't there a cheesy Pat Benatar song or somebody sung it? He's a hero. We need to play that for Giuliani. He's just such a hero. He couldn't get that smile off his face down there in the pile. You notice, just by that afternoon, he was out there on the pile. He'd have his mask on. You'd see him looking around with all the firefighters. People didn't have masks on. And then he'd raise it up and talk on the mic real fast and put it back on real quick. Because he knew about the asbestos and the mercury and the concrete. Some of these guys have ounces of that garbage in their lungs. And what, by 4 years ago, major medical institutions had done scans, major universities had done scans of their lungs, and they were just fogs. They were just filled with particulate. And did they get treatment? No. And then we learned the EPA, Christina Todd Whitman, knew all about it and were ordered by Bush within a month of the event to classify the report and to then restate that it was safe. I've got the newscast where they're on the news going, it's completely safe. The air is good for you to breathe. And, again, you're with Al-Qaeda if you don't agree with it. Questioning your government is Al-Qaeda. I have gotten a bunch of emails. I've heard Michael Savage say it. I've heard Sean Hannity say it. I've heard O'Reilly say that patriots, 9/11 truthers, myself, others need to be put in FEMA camps, be arrested. It's a mantra now, but I did confirm that Neil Bortz was saying last week that I needed to be put in a FEMA camp, a concentration camp was his words. They're not doing that by accident, folks. They're doing that because they know we're exposing them. And they're now on air saying, don't you question your government. Don't you question the war. If they say DU is good for you, if they say asbestos is good for you, then you breathe deeply. And you say, yes, sir, boss. Because that's the way this stuff works. Brown wants a new world order to fight global warming. You know, with all our politicians calling for a new world order and all these British politicians calling for it, why does the latest in Virginia and Texas and other states, FBI-written anti-terror manuals for local police say believe in New World Order conspiracy theories? Why did that 2002 issue of Law Enforcement and Technology magazine, why did it say if somebody's got an anti-UN sticker, go ahead and arrest them, officers, bring them in, they're probably involved in something illegal, and police chiefs support them? Hell, they're teaching the cops out there, if you talk about a New World Order, you're a terrorist. And then we don't just have the training, we got cops pulling people over out of their own squad car video going, they got a pocket constitution here. Is this illegal? I don't know. That may be illegal, or he may be allowed to have that. That may be why she's talking like that. Maybe she's allowed to have it. Folks, if I was going to make a Monty Python skit about a police state, I'd have cops pull somebody over and pull out a constitution and start asking if it's legal. Do you realize that's the mind warp level that we've entered? Where the people that kidnap women and children and send them to slave camps and make snuff films out of them and send them, if they're lucky, to what, sweatshops, where they spend out the rest of their life in 12 to 14 hours a day and no air conditioning. Those are the good guys, and the bad guys don't want private corporations fully owning our government and looting everything. The good guys, Jack Bauer, who tortures children, and in the real world, the White House writes memos up saying they can torture children. And then the White House has little parties on C-SPAN thanking Jack Bauer for changing everybody's mind and, quote, giving them moral authority. That's the sick world. Why, our own propaganda TV show, some washed-up loser actor who couldn't make it in movies, so he goes and plays a Nazi pig on television, that little chicken-necked piece of trash, Kiefer Sutherland. Because, see, for the average American, that television's real, and they're there fantasizing with him. You've just become a Jack Bauer. When Jack Bauer tortures those children and those women and those innocent people, you sit there and you bite your lip and you bare your teeth, and you sit there in your easy chair, and you've now become a psychopath. You've now been inducted into Satanism. And you like it. Well, let me tell you something. You're now going to get to have the reaping. You're going to get to have all the cows come home. You think it's cutesy-tootsy to be evil? You're attracted by the darkness. You feel the ice cold, and you think it's power. The weak are attracted to darkness. The allure of the black uniform, the black mask, the black helmet, the ring wraith, the archetypal Lord Vader. You want to be one of those? Well, then you're going to get to be one of those, and you're going to lose large parts of your humanity in the process. And you're going to lose your vision. You're going to lose truly being alive. You're going to be narrowed. And then all you're going to be able to feel is evil, and so you're going to want to feast on evil so you can just feel again. That's who you are! You feed on the weak because you are weak. You're weak trash. All right, Linda, Mike, Victor. I'm told Victor disagrees. Many others are holding. We're going to have wide open phones today. They're just about to start World War III. Everything's coming down. Halliburton plans to move to Dubai. All these good little boys. Well, at least they're making money for America. Halliburton to move to Dubai. That's the Arabs for you good old boys that are racist and hate all Arabs. Cashless society by 2012, says Visa Chief. Iranian defector may hold catalyst for war. Oh, yes, catalyst for war. We're going to go over all that later after I take calls. I'm going to get to newly unearthed footage exposes 911 media scripting, bizarre foreknowledge and explanation of towers collapse, more cryptic clairvoyance. By the way, did I send you this article, John, to download the video clips? All right, I'll buzz that up to you in Minnesota so you can play that later. I know we got a bunch of other clips, too. I got some fawning, sickening piece about how we all need implantable chips to keep us safe. There's got to be like 15 of these news reports a day, folks. It's just everywhere. I mean 15 video reports, hundreds of text reports. See, first they just keep announcing how the chips are there and how good they are. And then finally, once you get conditioned to just sick of hearing about it, once you start tuning it out, that's when they start going, and you all need it, and we're going to make you take it, and it's going to be great, and you really need it. All scientifically crafted. The best psychiatrists and sociologists in the world. Working full-time with ad agencies. People with 180 IQs to dumb you down. And they've done a good job of it! I'm like a fat little chihuahua on the back porch barking at the thunder and the lightning. Yes, you may get mad at me because I'm a little bit angry. But I'm doing what I was born to do, and that's to raise the alarm! Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Victor in Florida, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I want to say hi to you. And first of all, I want you to know, I want to thank you for the education you gave me about government-sponsored terror. And I want you to know I support you, and I bought many DVDs and other objects from the website. Also, I made copies of 9/11, terror, storm, and martial law. I sent them to pastors throughout the country because I believe.
You don't have to prep. Hey, listen, you're great, man. You don't have to preface, you know, that you like me, but you disagree. Go ahead and tell me what you disagree with.
Okay, well, the problem I have is some statements you said on Friday when you mentioned the age of the earth. You were talking about global warming, and I know this is not a religious show, and you said in the past that you're not a pastor, but religious statements are made on your show, and I believe some things you said on Friday need a rebuttal.
Go ahead, what did I say?
Well, you said, scientists suggest a younger earth. You called the debate between Christianity and science a false debate, and you said some preachers, say the earth is 6,000 years, that's something that was cooked up. But first of all, I want to know why you think it is a distraction. Because you said it was a distraction.
You know, this is a complex issue. It's a very complex issue, sir. There are preachers that say that we're all going to be raptured out before anything bad happens. And so most Christians lay down and do nothing. And there are preachers who spend all their time debating and arguing with the scientific community, which is exactly what the world wants, instead of saying, look, science proves that there is creation. And I was saying that science is showing the earth is much younger than what scientists were saying just 20, 30 years ago. But I was saying that it's a stupid debate between certain branches of Christianity and the scientists that they want Christians to look unscientific, so they want them to have these debates. But if you don't understand, I don't expect you to. It's fine.
No, I understand what you're saying. But
look, Christians aren't fighting the slave rings, the open borders, the evil. They just run around arguing about how old the earth is all day.
No, I agree with you there. But, what I'm saying is, there are only two world views in the origin of the universe. It's evolution and creation, and they both can't be right because they're two opposite beliefs. And when you say Christianity versus science, just in that statement right there, you're suggesting that evolution is science and Christianity is not. When evolution has no facts and it cannot be proven, it's only a belief in godless religion.
If you've got me saying the theory of evolution is accurate, please play a tape of that.
No, I don't think I ever heard you say that.
Yeah, you just said I suggested it.
Well, just by saying Christianity versus science, just in that statement right there.
Nope, you see, you just let yourself play into what they're doing. I'm saying that's how they set it up.
Okay.
Is that they make it like it's two separate things.
All right. Okay, well.
Look, sir, they set all this up on purpose. I'm saying don't play the game with them.
I do think the debate is important because a lot of people, if they believe that in evolution, that the earth is billions of years old and we came from monkeys, well, obviously that's opposite of the Bible. Why would they want to believe the Bible if that's not proven to them? That's
well, they're not saying we came from monkeys. They're saying we are simian.
Okay.
And now they just did more DNA sequencing and found out that we are not even close to the chimpanzee. That was all false. Our DNA has been altered. It's been manipulated. Listen, sir, I appreciate your call. I don't think you got exactly what I was saying, but maybe I should have rephrased it. It's my fault.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Blackbird.